celebrate you in this house, that you are amazing here. You are the deliverer here. You are the miracle worker here. Hallelujah. Oh, we celebrate you and give you thanks. In Jesus' name, 3 amen. Hallelujah. Woo, it feels like rain. You know, God's people have been known through the ages not to recognize the preciousness of God's glory and presence among a people until you don't have it anymore. We have to be glad that every time we step through these doors, that His glory is washing over us. There's no heaviness, there's no depression. He's answering by fire. Yay! Hey, a word can go from my altar and go to the hospitals and heal people. Listen, beloved, I believe I got it down to a science. I know the spiritual life is not a science, it's by faith. But any time I see that the power of God is not working, or that the enemy is harassing me and I'm not getting a breakthrough, then I know the only reason is I am the one off kilter. And I need to find out from him what I need to fix. Because the enemy should not have a play. You don't know how powerful your covenant is. I'm telling you, the devil is defeated. If you're losing a fight in any area of your life, just tell yourself this morning, it's only a matter of time. The Holy Spirit will show me what to correct, and I'm going to get back on top. He's yeah. Oh, powerful,
untamable. Oh, should we fall to our knees as we humbly proclaim?
You are an amazing,
amazing God.
Oh,
indescribable.
Oh. In your own words, tell him, Father, you're amazing to me. You are amazing. You're amazing in my life. You're amazing in my destiny. You're amazing. Hallelujah. Yay! If you praise him long enough, miracles will break out right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know about you. That's a whole sermon for me. That's a whole service. If you receive it in your spirit, he's amazing. He's about to show out in your life. We celebrate his presence in this house. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. We adore you and we worship you. Thank you for clarifying all matters this morning. Hallelujah. That by the end of this service, you've answered every question. Hallelujah. You've delivered every captive. Hallelujah. Whatever Satan won, we're taking back by the time this service is over. We're renewing our covenant by the blood and by this bread. Hallelujah. Yeah. Come on, you're to belly out of shame. There's a miracle in the show. We mourn the power of the enemy. Yeah. I can see clearly that the message I'm doing on relationships is so important, it's so pivotal. Amen. Because this is why there are so many delays in our lives. Amen. We don't even know what the scripture says. That's why we don't practice them. Amen. So I want to talk about these supernatural relationships. So by the time this series is over, you learn to cherish your relationships. You are not quick to divorce people, or, you know, I don't mean marriage and divorce, I mean, you know, I'm not talking to them anymore. Oh, we used to be close. And all these things we practice. And many times, the reason God sent the person in your life hasn't even manifested. And you've already moved away from them. That's why so many prayers are not answered. Because God will target people and know that 3 years from now, 5 years from now, they will be pivotal to your breakthrough. Then you drop them before time. And then when you get there, you're scratching your head wondering, why is God answering? Not answering. You left the answer. Amen. Back there. Hallelujah. You see, every prayer God will answer in your life will happen through a relationship. It is not that the person is the answer, but the person carries the grace to produce the answer from God. Amen. And the reason God has done it is to teach all of us humility. Amen. He said the body, every part of the body is positioned. We'll get there in the study, not today. But every part of the body is positioned. And they're tempered so that one will not say to the other one, I don't need you. Amen. He will always leave something in your life that you will need somebody. Show me anyone that cuts themselves off from the group of believers where God planted you. I show you somebody on their path to depression, loneliness, and sometimes suicide. You fall into the hands of demons because your pride could not handle the shenanigans of the people carrying grace for you. But you fail to recognize that you too have your own shenanigans, because sometimes you have more than the people you're talking about. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I told you years ago, I don't know why that story just flashed in my spirit. I gave a rule because I saw how tough my class was. And I said, if you have not completed the assignment from the previous class, you cannot attend the new class. Because you will be completely overwhelmed and lost. So this stage now was like a midterm test. And for you to attend it, you should have turned your assignment in. And all of a sudden, I heard a commotion in the lobby of the church. And I went out there, and there was this sister, and they were telling her, no, you did not turn in your assignment, so you cannot go and take the test. He said, the devil is a liar. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And she was making noise. So when I came out there, I said, ma'am, what's the problem? He said, I came to take the test, and these people are not allowing me to take the test. I said, did you turn in your assignment? He said, well, I was going to turn it in. I said, that's not the rule. The rule is not if you intend to turn it in. Huh?
Amen.
But there was something she said that amazed me, even though she was in the wrong. He said, God is not the author of confusion. I said, you're the one bringing the confusion. What kind of craziness is this? You're the one bringing the confusion, and you're saying that confusion is manifesting, and God is not the author of it. So then the class is not of God, or the teacher is not of God, or the rule is evil. What do you say? You are the one out of order. Amen. Hallelujah. I know the amen is strong. Thank God for all relationships. Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. All right. So we learned that there are, several groups. Destiny helpers. You remember? Then I mentioned enemies. He said, I'll prepare a table before you. So if your enemies are not around, so then where will the table be set? You notice, we all have something to learn. I always keep my enemies close, so I know what they're doing. Hallelujah. Watch this. This is the one thing the believers of this generation cannot handle. I showed it to you in Isaiah 58. He said, lift your voice like a trumpet. Show my people their sins so I can answer their prayers. But once anybody lifts their voice on you, that is the end of the world. That is in this culture. You didn't grow up. And the reason is many of you didn't have a father. Because fathers yell. They speak with authority. My dad will bark and you think the whole world has come to an end. And then 5 minutes later, everybody's fine. But when you haven't had that, if somebody raises their voice on you, he says 6 month therapy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Watch now. He says, open rebuke is better than secret love. You say, when somebody can tell you plainly and openly, it's actually a tremendous blessing in your life. But because we're ignorant of the word of God, we think it's the devil attacking you. No, God is trying to save your behind. Because he will not allow it to get to an open rebuke, except he has forgiven you so many times. And he sees that this thing is becoming a threat to your destiny and sometimes your life. And he will cause somebody to lose it with you.
Amen.
You say, open rebuke is better.
Amen.
Do you agree?
Amen. Yeah.
It's not like there's a choice. That's what God says. Hallelujah. Watch. This is one of my favorite scriptures that sustained me through the years. He said, faithful are the wounds of a friend.
Amen.
If somebody is your friend and they love you and they misstep with you, at least you know there was no evil, malicious intent. He said, even though you were hurt, that wound is faithful because behind it is love. Behind it is truth. Behind it is God. But he said, watch the kisses of an enemy. You're saying the right thing. You're giving the hugs. You're doing all of that. But God will be warning you, watch out, watch out. There's a snake there. Your head is about to be bitten off. Hallelujah. This is the word of God that this generation don't read. He said, but the kisses of an enemy is deceitful. If somebody doesn't tell you the truth, they are not your friend.
Amen.
They are the enemy of your destiny. And when you don't celebrate open rebuke, it's because you are ignorant. I look at these things and I celebrate Jesus. Because were it not for Jesus, God would have killed all of us. It is only Jesus that's keeping God. I told you, I asked the Lord, you created the universe. I'm not just talking about the earth. The earth is one of the smallest planets. The galaxies, innumerable. And he says, I am the Lord, or the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard? I said, Lord, how can anything to be hard for you, let alone too hard? He didn't waste 2 seconds. He said, man. He said, my problem is man. I am caught between my love and my judgment. He's always pushing me to take him out. He's always, and I have to keep fighting against it. He said, what? He said, that's why I bury your sins and iniquities in the sea of forgetfulness, so it will not mess me up as God. Hallelujah. Are you hearing what I'm teaching you? Glory to God. I bury it and forget it. So when I look at you, I don't see, because isn't that what you and I struggle with? Once you see somebody, the enemy will rush in to remind you. Hallelujah. He said to Israel in the book of Isaiah, he says, I am the Lord that forgiveth all your iniquities for my own sake. He says, unforgiveness will mess me up, even as God. And you and I just carry it and even pride ourselves of it. And God said, I'm forgiving you for my own sake, not even for your sake. Hallelujah. So when you're told to forgive, it's for your own sake. He says, man, that is so hard. He's always, the Bible said that one day it cut God's heart. He said he regretted making man. What is the problem? He gave you a free will. And he expected you. Well, you see, when I was getting ready to come over here this morning, he gave me this line. He said that true worship is nothing but the surrender of your will. Amen. He said, worship is not singing. Worship is you back down from your God-given freedom and submit it to God. That's when worship begins. Otherwise, you will be making noise, singing, and it will be passing you by. But when you come down and yield your will to God, oh, the heavens open. So instead of running from pillar to post looking for a breakthrough, just learn what I'm teaching you, and the heavens will open up. The heavens will open up over you. I told you all the things I went through when I was transitioning to this ministry. How even the locks were changed on the building. I couldn't get in. I mean, all the equipment's taken to the warehouse. All kinds of things. The forms I used to see people that you have to fill out, because that's a serious matter in America. In case something happens, problems develop, you pull out your form. They took all of them away. Why didn't I leave? I said, because I understand the laws of the Spirit. If you live without a blessing, you are going in the wilderness. Even though God called you, you will not understand why nothing is working. I said, I don't care what they do to me. I will not live here without a blessing. And then one day, the guy says to me, all right, this Sunday after church, I will pray for you and release you. And we're sitting there. I thought he wasn't going to do it because he was about to do the benediction. And then he said, okay, now Chika is going out to do his ministry, so let's pray for him. And then we went and we knelt down. And he prayed a simple prayer and laid hands on us. I felt no anointing. I felt nothing. But watch. As soon as I got up off my knees, it's like the heavens opened over me. I cannot describe it to you. It's something you have to experience. Immediately I knew I was free to go. I am stepping into a life of blessing and breakthrough. Hallelujah. That's what I keep sharing with God's people. I'm pleading with them. I said, don't waste your time. Don't frustrate the grace of God. If you don't go through whatever it takes to get that blessing hidden in the field, stop wasting your time. Nothing will happen. Nothing. Fast 40 days until you die. Nothing will happen. If you don't believe what I'm telling you, you'll be sorry. You will join the host of people I've encountered in 41 years in Atlanta, and all of them thought that they were right. And many have died and nothing happened. And those that are alive are barely alive. Nothing will happen. It was amazing. The heavens opened over me. I smiled. I said, okay, I'm free to go. Amen. You don't understand, I'm free to go. It means I have satisfied and fulfilled all righteousness. I will never go through this again. When you cut off and then rush into things, you're wandering off to nowhere, and you're only going to repeat the exam straight down the road. Hallelujah. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy. Why are enemies thriving? Because you are seduced by the kisses. You love the praise you are getting. Anybody correcting you then becomes, well, they always rub me the wrong way. It's because your flesh is in the way. If the flesh will get out of the way and they reach your spirit will agree. The spirit will be telling you, no, what they're telling you is the truth.
Beloved, supernatural relationships is so destiny critical. Most prayers God will answer will happen through a relationship. I noticed that many people transition from a job or from one church to another without receiving the blessing. People have gone out in ministry and did not receive the blessing. And today they are totally perplexed. Some have died prematurely under the stress. Under the stress. Some have gone out with judgments. I knew a man that left my old church, and he had a judgment against the pastor for not ordaining people. And as soon as he started his ministry, he ordained all the young men that rallied around him. And as soon as he ordained them, they all abandoned him and went to do their own ministry, and he failed. And he started working a warehouse job, and he fell asleep driving and ran off the road and died. I've seen people broken. I saw one guy, he was standing on the street trying to catch the bus. He don't even have a car anymore. And even the glasses he had on, one eye was missing. And he was still saying, no man will control me. And still warring against the pastor we all served under. I said, do you think the pastor even remembers you? People wasting their lives. I was tested in all these things, and I passed my test. And God told me to keep my mouth shut, and I endured all kinds of naysaying and negative press. And I took the blessing. That's all you need in this life, the blessing. That's what God said, I open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. Not blessings, a blessing. And that's what you need. When the blessing is resting on you, it will destroy curses, it will obliterate every satanic siege against your life. He said, the kingdom of God is as a treasure hidden in a field. But you have to go through that field to get to the treasure. And many times the field surrounding the treasure is so tough to navigate, because that's where all the human shenanigans are. May God help you hear this word. May God help you receive this word. May it transform you and help you to become who God has ordained you to be. Hallelujah. We are sharing these precious messages to answer questions and to resolve things that God's people don't understand what is causing the problem. I know I heard from God. Then why are things not working? You don't have the blessing. Go back and get it right with whoever you served under. Let them bless you. And then God will kick in and start moving in your life. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Call today 770-994-3777. If you run into a brick wall and you don't know what the answers are, let the prayer ministers agree with you. I trust that those that are answering the phone have they themselves passed these tests as I've sent them forth, that they will be able to impart grace unto you. In Jesus' mighty name, put your seed into the fertile soil of this ministry. Your life will be blessed. Your ministry will be transformed. Things will explode for you. You can get places in this kingdom. God will move and open doors unto you in Jesus' name. We thank God for a beautiful way, a fresh way to begin this week, providing answers and solutions to problems you don't know the answers to. Here are the answers revealed by the Holy Ghost in the voice of resurrection. We love you. God bless you. Stay with us all this week. God will answer your questions and give you breakthroughs you've been looking for. In Jesus' mighty name.